Welcome. My name is Andrew Barron, and this is Well, It Depends, a podcast where I address financial decisions that can't be answered with a simple yes or no. In today's episode, we're kicking off something new, the Career Blueprint Series. Over the next episodes, we'll explore how different careers shape your financial path, from income and benefits to job security, retirement timing, and saving strategy. Each profession comes with its own set of goals, challenges, and trade-offs. And today we're starting with one of the most common, the white-collar corporate office worker. But before we begin, a short disclaimer. This is being recorded on May 16th, 2025. The contents of this podcast are strictly for informational purposes only, and nothing said should be taken as investment, tax, or legal advice. It is important to consult with a professional before making any financial decisions, as the strategies discussed may not be suitable for you specifically. Getting into it, who is this episode for? If you work for a large company in an office setting, as a salaried employee, probably using Excel more than your hands, this episode's for you. Think of roles in marketing, HR, administration, accounting and finance, operations, project management, and IT. Whether you're climbing a corporate ladder or just trying to avoid falling off of it, this blueprint helps you build around the realities of your career. Why do people choose this career? There's a lot to like. You can often obtain these positions with just a bachelor's degree, and the major you chose in college may be irrelevant. Starting salaries tend to be on the higher than average side. Between 50 to 70,000 is common right after school. You also typically get access to employee benefits early on, such as a 401k, health insurance, and sometimes even bonuses and stock options. The work is clean and consistent. It's indoors, 9 to 5-ish, and you won't throw your back out doing it. But for all that stability on paper, there's often less real security than people think. The illusion of job security. Here's what makes white-collar office work feel secure, but often isn't. You're not in control. One merger, a new CEO, or a Wall Street's earnings call can lead to layoffs. Cost centers get cut first. Notice I did not mention sales, since this is a company's lifeblood. Instead, positions in HR, marketing, and other corporate support functions are highly vulnerable when companies need to cut costs fast. There's also the problem of middle management being top-heavy. There are only so many director, VP, or C-suite roles, and a lot of people vying for them. Therefore, if you're not continuously upskilling, networking, and showing results, you can hit a career ceiling, or worse, a pink slip. What does a career progression look like? This is where expectations can drift from reality. Let's break down the rough shape of a typical white-collar career. Early career, 20s to maybe early 30s. Right out of school, you might start making between 50 and 70,000. You're likely renting, maybe paying off student loans, and saving between 3 to 5%, likely just chasing that 401k employer match. While you do have time on your side, you might risk lifestyle creep as your spending rises with income. Mid-career, 30s and 40s. You're likely hitting low six figures in income, and while your earnings are solid, expenses can catch up with you. You might have a mortgage, childcare expenses, aging parents, which could lead to very money being left over. When many enter the corporate world, they one day dream of being on top, although most never make it to the C-suite. You might hit a senior title or become a team manager and stay there. There's not infinite room to rise, as promotions taper, raises slow, but spending typically does not. Late career, 50s and 60s. Unless you're one of the lucky few to advance to director level or above, you're likely making between $150,000 and $200,000 a year with small raises. If you struggled to save early in your career, you'll find it even more difficult now as your highest earning years may already be past you. This may delay retirement or require you to take a lifestyle cut. Example one, slow builder. You start a career at 24, making $60,000 in a corporate role. You're smart with your money, contributing 4% of your salary to your 401k to get the full 4% company match. Every year, you increase your contributions by 1% until you're saving 15% by your mid-30s. That's on top of the steady 4% match from your employer. You average a 7% annual investment return. You get modest raises, around 3% per year. By the time you're 60, you've built up a nest egg just shy of $2.2 million. And that sounds pretty good, right? And it is good, but let's zoom in. That took nearly four decades of consistent saving, steady income growth, and no big financial disruptions. It assumes you never took a career break, never cashed out early, and steadily increased savings with discipline. Let's talk about an alternative scenario. This also starts in a corporate role at 24, earning $60,000. Like last time, you contribute 4% to your 401k to capture the full company match. Over time, you gradually increase savings to 10%, but never go beyond that. Your salary grows steadily until life throws you two curveballs. At age 39, you are laid off and out of work for 6 months, during which you stop contributing and earn no income. When you do return to the workforce, it's with a 10% pay cut, and the whole cycle happens again at 54, another 6 month layoff, and another 10% reduction in salary when you're rehired. Despite recovering and staying in the workforce until 60, the cumulative impact of these two disruptions adds up, and at age 60, your nest egg has grown to a little under 1.5 million. Let's compare these two scenarios. Scenario one, with no disruptions and savings rising to 15%, reaches a nest egg of 2.2 million at 60, compared to two layoffs, a 10% cut each time, and savings rate capped at 10%, having a nest egg of 1.5 million. This tells us that interruptions matter. Pay cuts compound over time, and capping savings at 10%, even with the match, may not be enough when the road gets bumpy. This isn't a failure, it's a reality check. It's a reminder that when life happens, your financial plan has to adjust or your results will. Planning levers for corporate workers. Here's some tools as a white-collar employee you might have access to. 401k. With pensions exceedingly rare, 401k is likely your main tool to save for retirement. Save if you can, and also consider possible Roth options. Stock options. Understand taxes and sell strategies. These aren't long-term retirement plans. They are compensation with market risk. Job hopping for raises. Switching jobs is often the fastest path to higher income. However, title bumps often come from within an organization. Emergency fund. This is absolutely critical. Layoffs can happen fast, and it can take months to find a similar role. To recap, a quick blueprint by age, 20. Save to at least the company match, pay off high interest debt, and focus on building your skills. 30s, try and boost savings to 15 to 20% if possible. One strategy would be if you get a raise to split it, some to savings and some to your lifestyle. 40s, start modeling retirement. Are you on track? If not, you might need to amplify your savings. 50s and 60s. Try and max out what you can and consider what cash flow and retirement looks like. How should white-collar employees save? It depends. It depends on how fast you save, how soon you start, and whether you adjust your saving along the way. Most people won't hit the top, and that's okay. Therefore, your plan needs to assume that your earnings plateau someday and protects you if the layoff comes sooner than expected.